Warrior Reflections.
Warrior Reflections.
We interviewed recent graduates
of Elizabeth Forward High School
on their experience of transitioning from high school to college.
My name is Dana Buck. I was born in Pittsburgh. I attend Penn State University main campus, and my major is supply chain management. No one really knows what that is ever, but it's like business logistics, and I eventually want to go into be a buyer for a company. I kind of want to work for a department store, like I think Nordstrom's or Macy's. That'd be an awesome job. You just shop for a living, so it's kind of perfect for me. The biggest transition from high school to college was probably just being away from your family, learning how to do everything on your own that was done for you before that you didn't even realize it, so that was a big adjustment. I do think that EF and the resources here helped me prepare for college. I mean, the guidance department was wonderful through everything, and the teachers. When I went to college, a lot of classes my first semester, I was like, oh, I learned this in so-and-so's history class or whatever. So they definitely teach you things that will be useful in the future. Financially, it was tough, but I applied for a ton of scholarships. I mean, senior year, I would go home and work on scholarships probably 2 hours a night, and it really paid off. EF in particular, they give a lot of scholarships. I would definitely encourage any student that goes here. These people want to help you go to college and succeed. Every summer in high school, I just played basketball all summer. I never worried about getting a job. And that's definitely set me back, I think, because I did get a job my first year of college, but now that I'm back here for the summer, I don't have anything to fall back on. So I've been searching for a job like crazy, and nobody wants to hire me just for the summer. So if you're in high school in the summer, get a job. I can't stress how important that is, and people really look for that. That minimum wage job is going to come in handy on a resume. I think I was shy in high school. I didn't really talk to a lot of people in my classes. I mean, I had my group of friends and I kind of stuck with them. But when I went to college, I branched out and I met all kinds of people from different backgrounds that I had never even talked to before. And that was kind of an eye-opening experience just to adjust from being shy and quiet. And then I kind of came out of my shell in college. I guess what was unique for me going to college was just the diversity of people you meet around here. We're kind of secluded to the type of people you see all the time. And I have friends from different races, different religious backgrounds, all kinds of things that I wasn't exposed to here. So that was really unique for me, because learning about these people and their culture has been really interesting. And I mean, they're some of my best friends now. I don't think it's that hard to stay focused on studies, because college, you think you are going to go in and have all this free time, but you don't. I don't even know where the time goes, really, but you go to class, you come back, like by the time you sit down and start your homework, it's already 8 o'clock at night, and you're like, where did the time go? So you just kind of budget around when you can do this and when you can do that. A lot of times you'll even forget to eat. It'll be like late at night, and you'll be like, oh, I haven't eaten anything since breakfast. I should probably go get dinner. But yeah, I didn't really find it hard to stay focused on schoolwork. The advice I would give is to go out and try something new. College is a time where you can start over. You don't really know the people there. You've never met them before. So try something different. You don't have to stick with what you've always done in high school or what you like. Go out and play a sport you never played before. Or try out for the musical. Just something, as long as you're getting involved and doing something that you love.